Okay, I never thought in my lifetime I'd come to a church, the Church of Christ especially, and hear Queen's version of Bohemian Rhapsody with a newer version of Bethlehemian Rhapsody, which I think is so cool, and I really loved it. So cool. Our time's getting away from us today, and so I'm just going to pick up the pace and move along. If you've sort of been in and out with us, we're coming right to the end of what's been a two-year-long journey throughout the Scriptures. And we've basically touched on every book in the Bible. We're getting very close to the end. And there are a couple of little books that we never spend much time in, and I want to spend just a little bit of time in the book of 2 John. And John is all over the Bible. John writes the Gospel of John, he writes 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, he writes the Revelation, so his presence is found all throughout the Scriptures. The reason for having the reading in Genesis is it talks about light, and John is the one who is always bringing us back to Jesus, that Jesus is the light, that he is not just the light of the world, but that he can be and wants to be our light, that he has come to live in us. Now, I know this is going to sound strange, but please hear this. Matter matters. Flesh and blood are important. God created matter and said, it is what? Good. And every time God created something, it was real. It was tangible. You could see it. You could touch it. And every time he did this, he said, it's good. There's only one time he didn't say it was good. He said it was very good. When he stood back and looked at everything that he had made, specifically man and woman, he said, ah, this is good. You count. You matter. In fact, without ever realizing it, for many of us, for so many years, there are so many scriptures in the Bible that remind us that in the Old Testament, there was a temple, and that's where God lived. But in the New Testament, specifically, John and others, even Paul, said, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, that God himself thinks it's good for Jesus to dwell in our body. Not just our mind, not just our psyche, not just our spirit, but matter matters. Jesus was born in a body. And he lived in a body. And he spoke with a voice in a body. And he demonstrated life in a body. And he died as a body. And he went to his grave in a body. And he came up out of the grave with a new body. He ascended into heaven with that new body. And in heaven, he's not a ghost floating around. He is in his new body. Matter counts. Our bodies count. And even at the end of our bodily life, in the resurrection, we receive a new body. Now, why am I talking about this? Because all throughout the Bible, there becomes this heresy, this teaching where our bodies don't matter. Earth doesn't really count. It's going to be destroyed someday anyway, which I don't think it will. I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. It says the earth will be laid bare and be made into a new creation, like we're going to be made into a new creation. But there was this teaching that it's just your spirit that counts and not even so much your body. So just kind of do whatever you want to do with your body. But because of all of that, people started to say, well, what does that look like? And what it looked like was other Christians excluding other Christians, because what really mattered was our spiritual life. And if we felt like our spiritual life was really good and really important, then other people don't really measure up to us. Then pretty soon there was all kinds of teachings that just watered down the basic reality that started in Genesis 1 carries us all the way through to Revelation, and you and I are living examples of it, that our bodies and our minds and our spirit all count. We matter to God. Who we are matters to God. Who we will allow God to change us to be matters. And so in this little book of 2 John, there is this teaching that said, don't let people throw you off. Keep Christ at the center of your life. And a variety of scriptures remind us of this. Peter says, for you know it's not with perishable things such as silver and gold that we have been redeemed from this life handed down to us by our forefathers, but by the precious blood of Jesus, his physical blood. Without the shedding of blood, the Hebrew writer says, it's impossible for our sins to be forgiven. Or in Revelation 1:5, John says, to him who loved me and freed me from my sin by his blood. Because there was this teaching that when Jesus went to the cross, it wasn't really Jesus. It was some other person. Because that would be too holy for Jesus to die for any of us. And that when he was buried in the tomb, it wasn't really Jesus. That was someone else. And then when Jesus came out of the tomb, he was there, but it was just a ghost. Well, they haven't read their Bible, have they? Because Jesus was there saying to people who wouldn't believe, touch me, feel me. Look at, there's the holes in my hands. Touch me, I'm a body. So as we live our lives, especially at Christmas time, it's nice, it's good, it's fun, it's generous in thinking to come together and sing these wonderful songs about what happened years ago, the birth of Christ. That's not Christmas. Christmas is the birth of Christ in us. That's what matters. And looking back at his physical birth helps us to remember that he is alive and well and wants to live in each one of us. What's the best Christmas present you ever had? It's Christ who lives in us each and every day. God could have chose to live anywhere. Where did he choose to live? In you. Why? Because you matter. So at Christmas, let the greatest gift be experienced. You want to give someone the greatest gift? Tell them a little bit about Jesus, his birth, and what he can continue to do in each of our lives. Okay. Thank you.